This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Shares of Google topped $900 a piece today, $915 and a bit at the close. There are, of course, a zillion reasons that a stock moves one way or the other. One for Google today was its big development conference up in San Francisco. Thousands of people showed up to find out what's in store. Quite a bit, as it turns out. There's going to be a new music streaming service, some fancy map and photo upgrades as well, and a development that, well, it speaks our language. Marketplace's Queen of Kim was there.
There's a stream techies have been chasing, that one day our computers might sound something like this.
Hello, I am C-3PO, human-cyborg relations, and...
That's C-3PO, and yes, 36 years later, we're still waiting for sci-fi's ultimate personal assistant to become a reality. A computer that talks to you, anticipates your needs, and has a personality.
Really, machines are so unreliable.
Tech companies are in hot pursuit of this dream. There's Apple Siri.
I'm Siri, but enough about me. How can I help you?
Amazon and Microsoft are also moving into voice technology. Your Xbox may be talking to you in the future. And today, at its big developers conference, Google announced that Google Voice is moving beyond phones to desktops and laptops. I recently caught up with Scott Huffman, who leads the Google Voice team.
How far is San Luis Obispo from here?
The drive from your location to San Luis Obispo is 197.6 miles.
Voice recognition technology, or simply transcribing the phonetics of the spoken word, is commonplace. Call centers use it a lot. But tech companies are racing to actually teach computers to understand language. Remember Huffman's question, how far is San Luis Obispo from here? He says the example shows how steep that learning curve is.
I like this example because of the word here. It's such a simple word, but if you think about it, it actually means a lot of different things.
There's here, as in I can hear you, and then here I am. Getting a computer to understand the way we speak naturally is sort of like teaching it to become human. Huffman says it's a long way off. But he says we're getting close. Computing keeps getting more powerful. Meanwhile, Google has a ton of data on language and knowledge. The next jump is to turn that information into intelligence.
We're moving beyond searches. We traditionally think of it as finding kind of documents to a broader assistant who can find information for you and can do things for you.
In the meantime, there are other economic forces that are bigger than search.
It's about smartphones and tablets and this huge growing list of devices such as smart TVs, our cars, and wearable computers.
Tony Costa is an analyst at Forrester, and he says unlike desktop computers, computers of the future don't really lend themselves to the keyboard and the mouse.
And this really presents a problem for Apple and Google and Microsoft. They're all really struggling to find ways of making this technology very easy and efficient to use.
Michael Chewy researches technology for McKinsey & Company. He says as we hook up everything we do to computers, then the company that masters voice could master... well, almost every part of our lives.
You want to be able to do things naturally in your day-to-day life. So please turn on the TV or raise the temperature.
Are you listening, C-3PO? In San Francisco, I'm Queen Akim for Marketplace.